In this episode, you'll listen to why and how I got glasses. What does it feel to be a person who lives their life through a lens? And give you some tips so that you never ever have to wear glasses. Quick disclaimer, I'm not an ophthalmologist, aka an eye doctor. So take everything and anything I say with a grain of salt and do your due research before blindly following anything I say. Quick plug, if you're interested in memes and you want to see memes or make memes, you can join my subreddit. Link is in the show notes below. And yeah, we can do whatever you want over there. Just abide by the rules, okay? So that if you get banned by me and you're like, Rylan, you told me to do anything. No. There are some rules. But okay, but it's mostly good for the free for the most part. As in, you can do a lot of things except doing some hate and inappropriate things. All right. And if you want to participate in polls, submit your questions, give your opinions and ideas for future episodes, then join the Discord server as well. Link in the show notes. Now, let's begin with today's episode. Today's episode, yes, how I got glasses. Okay, it's a beautiful time for me to share this story. Okay, story time. Approximately 4 years back, when I was in 6th or 7th grade, okay, I had this super bad lifestyle, okay? Super bad lifestyle. Now, what do I mean by bad lifestyle? I'm talking specifically of the eyes in general. You know how important blinking is, blinking of the eyes is for you to make sure your eyes get moisturized, right? Because when you keep them unblinked for the long time, this tend to get dry, sore. So blinking is very, very essential. But because of this rise in usage of mobile screens, laptop screens, our televisions, our gaming, we tend to stare at screens, right? Unknowingly, right? Subconsciously, and we just don't want to miss anything. So we start blinking less to miss less and less. Although like your blinking just takes 1 second at tops or sometimes even less than that. But still, we don't want to miss it, so we don't blink. And subconsciously, over this period, while we are doing and watching these gadgets, we stop, our blinking reduces. So we used to blink like, I'm giving just a random example, right? Like 50 times a minute, I guess. I don't know, like 40 times, 30 times, 20 times. And so that's how it keeps reducing subconsciously, right? Because you're watching it. And you don't even notice, but sometimes you go hours without blinking. And it happens, really. When I'm in gaming, and you know, like for a gamer, he just stares at the screen. You don't want to miss it, you know. So you just don't blink. So let's get back to the story, and I'll explain how exactly in real life, how I was having a bad lifestyle. I had an iPad back then in 6th or 7th grade, and I used to be addicted to it. Like, no joke. I used to play 7 to 8 hours on it, and I used to, like, play games, right? And I used to sit in this weird position, which I can't even demonstrate over the podcast, but basically sitting in a very curved position with my back, which is like, which is the worst position you can be in, aka calling for back disorders. But yeah, and I'm keeping the tab so close to my face, right? So everybody, I don't even think I need to explain how close it is. I've seen so many of my friends and so many people around me who keep their phone and all so close to their eyes. Okay, I'm guilty of this too, but I know that you need to keep it at least at arm's distance so that it's healthy for your eyes, you know? But yeah, so I used to keep it, and imagine such a big screen, right? iPads are big. And such a big screen, so close to your eyes, and then also for hours. So, I mean, my eyes were bad. And I used to not even blink, as I said, I mentioned. I stopped blinking. Stopped as in you get the gist, right? So I reduced blinking so much. So the problem with this is that that was not it, right? Because I used to go to my grandma's house, right, for vacations. So I used to take my PS2, aka PlayStation 2, to my grandma's place, and my parents used to leave me. And there was not much, right, in my grandma's house, no internet, nothing. All there was a TV and my PlayStation 2 and 500 CDs, which I had of games, right? So I used to get up very late, like around 10, 11. I know that's not late, but when I was a child, that was pretty late because I used to get up pretty early for school, right? So I used to put that into the television. It had those old cords, but whatever. I used to put that into the television, sit down, take the controller in my hand. And I used to like literally, you know, like, you know what speed running? It's speed running. I don't want to explain speed running, but basically I used to speed run games. I used to try to complete games in hours, like 3 to 4 hours or at least in one day, which are supposed to be games, obviously supposed to be longer than that. But yeah, I used to keep playing the same games over and over again because who has the money, you know, to constantly buy new games. And yeah, so I think the games for me, I used to have to purchase CDs for my PS2 for new games. And one CD costed 50 rupees. Again, for non-native viewers, it's what is non-native viewers? I said rupees. Okay, but Indian currency, right? So yeah, and I used to buy, and it's very expensive. I don't know how it is, but nowadays, like the PS4 have CDs which are like going up to 3,000, 4,000. So I'm not going to complain. Okay, I'm not going to complain. The inflation is real. Plus, I'm hearing this thing that PS5 CDs are going to go to $670 from $60. So yeah, things are just getting worse on the minute by the minute for gamers. But okay, not to no, I don't want to tangent off so much. But as I was saying, so I used to just sit there. I used to stare at the television for 12 hours. I used to barely take any bathroom breaks, washroom breaks, your food breaks. I used to go on a gaming marathon and just playing this stupid game. So, what did this do? What did this do? I basically, after doing this like 12 hours a day constantly in the vacation, right? Nobody was there. My grandmother didn't know any better, so she was doing her thing. I was doing my thing. I was in the living room, and I'm just playing all day. So what happened? What happened? Obviously, this if you just do it for one day, you might have a hangover, some headaches, and yeah, it will go, right? It's not, but so that won't be a huge problem if you do it short term. I did this long term. I did it for months probably. So what happened exactly was I started having eye problems. Now what is eye problems? I started having irritation in the eyes, soreness in the eyes, dryness in the eyes, and I started having headaches. Now I didn't know. Like, okay, now you need to understand. Now I'm more aware of eye problems and what eye disorders are, and why do you get specs and the entire thing, right? I obviously learned from it. Back then, I had no clue whatsoever. Although my father had specs and my mother had specs, but I had no idea of what these things were. So the deterioration of eyesight. Why do people wear specs, right? In short, people can't see. Your natural eyes lets you see everything clearly, no matter how far, obviously to a limit, and no matter how close, you're able to see it clearly. When a person wears specs, it's usually because he can't see close things clearly or far things clearly. And what I mean by that is the things that are close or far start appearing blurry. That's why they use specs, which helps them, you know, like it basically it's a lot of science in there, but basically it helps them see clearly. It basically, yeah. I'm not going to explain all the concave, octave, and all that shit. Okay. So what happened to me was I started seeing faraway objects blurry, right? I'm not able to see. I was not blind. I'm just saying the faraway objects started seeming blurry, right? They were not as crisp as they are you for you, the normal listener whom you can see, right? So 1 year, I think it was probably in the 8th grade. I was sitting on the last bench, right? Unable to see anything on the board because I'm a tall guy. I'm the tallest guy in the class, almost tallest, right? One of the top, you know, one of the tall boys. And you know, as the seating arrangement goes, usually you sit on the last bench, right? The tall people. So I was sitting on the last bench with my friend, and I'm not able to see anything at the board. Okay, now I didn't know that if the things are blurred, that means that either the teacher wrote small, which I don't think was a problem because other people were able to see it. But yeah, so I had this problem, right? I was not able to see. So I was basically straining my eyes, you know, like squinting my eyes, like, oh, like, please, you know, like I'm squinting my eyes to see, like, what is the problem with my eyes, right? Why am I not able to see? I wasn't aware that my eyes was bad, right? Spoiled. But so spoiled as in it deteriorated. It's not like defect or something. So I'm trying to squint my eyes. I'm trying to see. But yeah, I tried so much. All it did was basically worsen the condition by straining it, right? So probably for 1 year, I was just training, 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 and half quarter way throughout the year, I just gave up training and I decided this is not working. I can't see. So what did I do is, I spent the rest, 3 quarter of the year, copying from my partner. Whatever my partner was writing in the book from the board, I told him to like let me copy. So he was writing from the board and I was copying from him. So that is how majority of my 8th grade went in terms of my eyesight. What happened finally was in the end of 8th grade, I finally went and got my eyes checked and I finally got glasses. I had myopia, that's the name of the defect. It's called a defect, but it's more like, it's not like a birth defect. It's like you make it again. It's not, it, no, not, usually a lot of people don't have it. But again, if you do things as mine, then you will probably get it again. Myopia, aka nearsightedness, that is, I could not see far away things clearly, but close things to me, like a reading distance or things and everything nearby was basically pitch clear to me. But as things started going further away from my eyesight, the distance, it started appearing blurry. And so if I'm not wearing my spectacles and if I see someone far away, they're basically just like a stick figure to me, very far away, right? So I can't see them by their face. Okay. Now comes my suggestion part, and I'm really being brutally honest here. I highly recommend everyone listening to get their eyes checked and do so every 6 months. That is like a regular thing an ophthalmologist suggests. We all use our phones, laptops, and televisions a lot, especially boys who play mobile and PC games for long hours. There is a high chance you have disrupted your vision and you are worsening it without knowing it. So, trust me, it doesn't cost much to get your eyes checked. And on top of that, I don't care, okay, if you're afraid of wearing specs, because the problem will be minimal now. Okay, remember, if you don't wear specs, right, the blurriness increases, your number increases. That's what it's determined by a number. And the higher the number, the more blur you're seeing, right? It just deteriorates. The faster you get, the faster you'll be able to put spectacles that will help you see better and it will stop it from deteriorating. So what I need you to do is, I don't want you to postpone it. Trust me. If you don't get your eyes checked just because you're afraid you'll get specs, trust me, it will be worse. Think to yourself, do I want to wear spectacles now or do I want to deteriorate my vision to such an extent that wearing glasses becomes a compulsion and I become blind without wearing them and I regret for not doing it earlier. Now, in the case of me, if I would have gotten it in the beginning of 8th grade or 7th grade when I was doing this, it already started, right, slowly and gradually. I could have gotten it, but I had no idea. Just because I was unaware and the 1 year of straining and, you know, basically just worsening the condition made my number go really high. And now I completely regret it because now I have basically, because in currently modern science, there is no treatment to myopia. The only thing you can do for the rest of your life, if you have vision like mine, or most people have myopia, right, people who have specs, who wear specs, is to just wear specs or lenses that have that that thing that will help you see better. And if you want to see better, you have to wear the specs for the rest of your lives. Remember, this is very, very serious right now. I don't want any of you to wear specs without a reason, okay? And I will cover that below right down why you should not be wearing, why glasses are not that great of a thing, even if they help you see. If you have perfectly good condition, I completely don't want you to waste your eyesight by deteriorating them and having to wear specs. Look, I wasn't aware of it, and I knew I wasn't able to see far away things. Didn't know that I meant that I know myopia. I was unaware of that. My parents told me I should have told them, but I just didn't know that there was if you didn't see that, you were not able to see that it was a condition called myopia. That's my only regret, and I don't want that to be the case for you. Also, people who have glasses, don't be jackasses and avoid wearing them. It's been prescribed to you for a reason. You not wearing it is not doing you any good. It's doing you more harm. So I have these friends, you know, who have glasses, or many people I know who have glasses, for some reason they don't wear glasses. Okay, now I understand some people have temporary glasses and all that stuff and they're for short time and they can see without it and nonsense. But most of them, they just like blatantly don't wear it for like majority of the time. If you see me, you've constantly seen me in specs all the time. Again, if you see me without specs on my stories, it's just because the mobile screen keeps reflecting on the spectacles. So yeah, that's the problems again, all the problems. I will cover more problems, but again, so I wear my spectacles 24/7 except sleeping, everywhere I go. So yeah, please wear it and please don't strain yourself because you will be doing yourself more harm than good. Let's cover problems of glasses. Now, people who have glasses will again absolutely be able to relate with it, and people who don't, I want you to pay close attention because some of these problems which we have are caused by you. Yes, you who don't have glasses. Now listen closely. First, mask fogging. Now, whenever we wear masks, right, your bandanas, like your handkerchiefs or your actual mask, the problem is of the air circulation, right? Now, everything is sealed on the bottom, when we release air, exhale from our nostrils, it instead of going down, it bounces and goes back up. And guess what's up? For those of you who don't wear specs, it just comes out of those gaps. But for us, we have the spectacles, so that warm air basically starts fogging with every breath, and that's very, very annoying. That's one of the problems, mask fogging. Second problem is getting teased, and that's what a majority of people are afraid of. Now let me give you my explanation when I started wearing specs. Now it was a completely different experience for me, and I don't know whether it will be the same for you. I had a very okay, before I continue with me, let me explain what they usually tease us, and which is a commonly known word for teasing over here. It's called chashmish. Now, chashmish is a Hindi word for non-native viewers, which means basically a person wearing spectacles. And yeah, so basically the basically you tease the word chashmish to a person who wears specs, who is wearing specs or who just wears specs because it has deteriorated his vision. So I didn't get teased personally. People around me were very, very supportive, and I got used to it pretty quickly. You know, it's about insecurities. If you're insecure about it, people can see through insecurities and tease you. I was very confident when I got specs, although I was shy. Again, it was the first day I got specs. I was wearing it and coming home. My dad was very supportive. He all had it. And just a fun fact, my entire family wear specs at this point. My brother, sister, mother, father, everybody, all of us wear specs. And we have all just done it. We have proved we are the Chashmish family. Everybody's eyes are off for a toss. That's the thing. I don't want you all to be the same. So please make sure you all take good care of your eyes. But as I was saying, people around me were very supportive. Since I was slightly confident and I was of the self-deprecating, I used self-deprecative humor. I think deprecation, or I don't know what that word is, but so deprecative humor. I made fun of myself, kind of, does that make sense in a way, so that they didn't have to. So they didn't find a chance. Plus, I was an introvert, most people didn't know me, so I don't know, they didn't have a fun to. A chance to make fun of me, right? I don't have friends. I feel like most problems happen when you have stupid friends like extroverts and these bullying friends again, and they just constantly keep teasing you and they're bringing you down. And I don't know. I mean, it wasn't your decision to with whom you make friends. And then people keep complaining to me that I have friends who are non-supportive. I mean, it's easy for me to say just completely abandon them and start new, but it was you who chose them and you who are spending every day with them, and you're deteriorating yourself and your self-esteem and your confidence, right? So it's not my fault at all. It's completely your fault. You should have been a better decision. Okay, now let's get on to another problem people with specs face. Choosing a pair of frames is a major life decision. Now you need to understand when we choose. Whenever we get prescribed specs, the glasses is basically you can choose anything and the frame around it, right? The glasses will be basically made accordingly so that it will be adapted to your vision. The frame is basically your style, whatever you want to choose. So basically it depends on what you choose. Again, there are different types of this also, right? And usually you're not going to just wear one frame for the rest of your life. Usually, once you start getting frames, sorry, my bad. Once you start getting your eyes bad, it's usually they start deteriorating over time. There's hardly you can do anything to stop it or reverse it, right? So every year or something, to every year or 2 years, your eyesight worsens. So you need to go and make a new specs, new spectacles, right? New lenses. So you get a chance to make a new frame. So basically, whenever you choose a spectacles, if you're not happy with it, you can't do anything because spectacles are expensive. You're going to be stuck with it for minimum of a year. Meow, meow, I'm saying. My God, am I making weird sounds today? Okay, I don't know what point this is, but again, this is for you, the non-glass wearing listener. People want to try on your glasses all the time. Okay, now let me explain. This is pretty dumb, and I think I've explained exactly what a person who wears specs sees, right? What you're able to see with the naked eyes clearly is what we want to see, and for that we wear specs to see. We cannot see it without our specs, right? So you wearing a specs and just laughing because you're getting to see blurred is absolutely nonsense, right? Think of you at zero, right? And we are at minus two. We need plus two to get at zero. Does that make sense? We cannot come at zero, right? You're already at zero. I made the stupidest integer example now, didn't I? Okay. Also, please, please, please. Listen to this closely. I absolutely hate when people touch the glasses instead of the frame while handing the glasses, wearing or passing it around. Now, everybody listening, people who wear glasses know this, but people who don't wear glasses, you can only touch the side of the glasses, the two rods on the side. Use that, or the center where the neck bump is, that you touch that to pass around the glasses. I forbid you to touch the lens. I'm pretty sure since you don't wear specs, you don't understand. But once you touch them with your fingers, you get a huge fingerprint on the lens, which when we wear on a face, we cannot see through that. We see a fingerprint blurring our vision. So dare you, I repeat, dare you touch the lens while passing the spectacles. And this is, I'm going on a rant. Another point I've written here is not being able to see in the middle of the night. Now, this wasn't a huge problem for me personally because I don't wake up in the night, but I can see it for some people who have worse vision than mine, not being able to see a lot in the night. Cannot watch 3D movies. Yes, you cannot watch 3D movies. Okay, this point. We need to wear eye specs, especially as myopia and nearsighted people, to see faraway things in the theater, right? Plus, we have to, and so we cannot remove this and wear 3D specs, right? Because faraway things, aka that huge screen which is on the wall, will appear blurred, let alone the 3D. So we have to basically wear two pairs of glasses, our normal glasses and the 3D glasses. So you can just understand how much of a effort it is. Then we have the sunglasses as well. Now we wear normal glasses to see further, right? To not see blur. And then now problem is your normal glasses is not going to help you from the sun, right? So you have to wear sunglasses. Now, do you wear the sunglasses so that you don't get the sun on your eyes and you sleep see blur, or do you wear the normal glasses to see clear but have the sun on your eyes? No, you don't do either. What you do, you know what we do? We wear both. And now wearing both is a hassle, but only people who wear specs can understand. I think the last point which I have in terms of problems is weather is not your friend. Weather is truly not a friend, and it is especially notorious to get, dirty very easily. One drop of rain comes on your lens and everything is blurred, right? And it gets dried, and then you have the, that stain of water dried on your this, and it's just pathetic, And then your dust constantly comes in your fingerprints, which you guys keep putting. And then, yeah, like you're sitting in a cold car and you come out, and then again, the atmospheric difference, the temperature difference basically starts fogging your this out of nowhere. And so it's just completely utter pain. Trust me. And I feel like these problems, which I've mentioned right now, should be more than enough to explain you how pathetic it is of a life of a person who wears frames. And you trust me, you don't want any of this action. Now let me explain the history with switching frames. Now for when 8th grade, when I ninth grade, when I first got frames after getting my eyes checked, my mom chose the frames. It was a very small frames, right? Very small, nice and precise, and it fit on my face, and it was a blue one. I was not too much into it, so I just chose it and went. What happened was apparently it got small, my number increased, and so I had to take a new frame. So now you see the current frames on my face if you see me on Instagram or my photos. So then, because my previous one was getting too small for my face, so this time I decided to take some nice big ones which was suiting my face, and it was in red and black, something for a sporty. I was going for a sporty vibe. But next year or something in the future, I might go for something. My interests have changed, so I might go for something minimalist approach or something classic to give off a more mature vibe. I don't want to do this sporty vibe no more. Again, in the future. Now that I explained you that why you should get your eyes checked and why you should not postpone that, and the problems that you will face if you wear specs, I want to take a second to help you give you the solutions, as I mentioned in the intro, so that you don't get it. Actual practical solutions that you should try. Now, I'm not saying try, you should do this so that you don't get specs. Again, these are just from my experience. But again, these are not going to take you too much effort at all. And you don't have to like get up in the morning, do a 8-minute routine workout. No, bull crap. No, nothing. This is simple. You can do it while you're doing everything. It's very simple. Now listen to this. First, take frequent breaks from screen and stop focusing on short distances and look at faraway distances. Whenever you're binging anything or watching a movie, shop, playing games, you tend to look at your phone or laptop for long hours, right? You just don't want to miss it. What if in 20, 30 minutes, just pause the movie, pause the game, or after a match, stop it, and just take a moment and look at something far. You're looking at your screen so close. Pause it, look outside the window, look at your faraway buildings, and let your eyes, like change that lens and look at faraway. You don't want to like focus and stop it at that one close distance. So try to take frequent breaks. Don't just stare at the screen fast. And use dark mode, please. And yeah, dark mode, as in what's dark mode, right? Your background is dark so that it's not too bright on the eyes, which damages, hurts your eyes and stresses your eyes. And use blue light blocking mode. There's like read mode in everybody's phones almost, I guess now. Please enable that. It like somewhat helps to protect your screen, goes kind of orange so that it's not too straining for the eyes. And please, please, please don't use blue light emitting devices like your phone and laptop at night. And even if you're using, please don't use them in the absence of light. That is, you turn off your light and you just sit with your laptop or phone, and everything is dark, and your bright phone is just like blasting that screen at your, like that display and your brightness at your eyes, and your eyes are just straining to squinting to see. Please, 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 please don't do that. First of all, it will hurt your circadian rhythm. You won't get proper sleep, and second of all, it's just worsening your eyesight. Another thing is, wash your eyes with water and blink frequently. Yes, while you're playing the games also, please make sure a conscious attempt to blink. Just don't stare. Blinking is not costing you anything, but it will actually help moisturize your eyes. And while taking breaks, go and splash water and help whenever your eyes are feeling dry and you're just feeling sore and like it's burning. Whatever it is, take sure you wash your eyes, have a proper eye care routine, and put waters and all that stuff. Okay, let's cover my thoughts on contact lenses. Contact lenses, okay, I guess they're expensive. I've never had them, And people say they're very convenient, you won't have to wear glasses. But again, there is a lot of trouble for putting them and removing them, okay? You know, like you have to squint your eyes, like where's the eye, where's the pupil? Okay, I got them in, you know, and it's just a pain. And then you have to remove them as well. And then, you know, it's sleeping with them is a problem, which is not recommended. I think it's harmful. And yeah, sleeping with lenses gives HD dreams is a myth, guys. I don't know who thought like sleeping with your glasses or sleeping with the lenses would give you high definition dreams, okay? Please, please. It doesn't happen. I haven't tried it, but I'm still pretty sure that doesn't happen. So for this segment, for this episode segment, this week's episode segment, I have decided to do something special. I have asked people what they think of people who wear glasses on Instagram, and here's what they said, right? Before I mention the submissions, again, if you want to submit your answer, join the Discord server in the link in the show notes below, okay? Let's get into the submissions. One of them said, studies too much, or studies in low lighting, or maybe a disorder, which is probably, okay, studies too much. Yeah, probably when you're staring at your books too much, it is probable. But I'm pretty sure a lot of us don't study that much, so highly unlikely. Studies in low lighting, yes. When you study in low lighting, you stress your eyes. Or maybe a disorder. Yes, some people have birth defects. Eyes have disorders, so yeah. Second, I don't have any thoughts, TBH. Maybe I'll have some thoughts on how he or she looks with specs on. Absolutely. Some people don't have that free time to just imagine people with specs. So yeah, they don't think too much apart from how will this person look from now on with the specs on, right? So that's the second submission. Third, yeah, at beginning it looks different, but as time passes, it looks normal and suits on the face. Yes, absolutely. When you're wearing specs in the beginning, and this was very quick for me, right? On the first day, first 2 3 days or a week tops. As I said, the novelty concept, you will look different. But after that, everybody will just get used to your specs look, and you'll just blend into the crowd like normal. People won't even think twice while looking at you. It'll become the new normal. Trust me, it's not that much of a change. Four, bookworm, topper, must study a lot. Again, the same. Five, if I'd see a person with glasses from far away, I wouldn't recognize them. If close, then I'd be surprised. Yes. Now, some people who have these friends, if they see the person with glasses from far away, they won't be able to recognize, right? Because their friend usually doesn't wear glasses. But again, if they'd be close to them, they'd notice, hey, you're wearing glasses, you know? Sixth, at first, I would see if the glasses suit a particular person. Absolutely. Some people are critics by nature, and instead of thinking how they got the specs, why they're wearing the specs, they will first and foremost go and judge. Why didn't you go for these specs? And these specs don't judge you, and they have no idea, right, what went behind the process, how much expensive these frames are. No, you will wear the frames that I want, and if you don't wear these frames, I will tell you, keep telling for the rest of your life, no, these frames don't match you. And there are some people like that, right? Seventh, chashmish, again a teasing word. Eighth, poor eyesight, excessive study, or gaming. Okay, gaming, yes. As I said, I think my people don't think this, but I was a really avid gamer. I used to play so many games, as I've heard earlier in the podcast. So again, yes, gaming also causes it. Not all gaming, but again, excessive gaming causes that. And if you don't take the proper measures. Ninth, as long as the glasses are not out of proportion to the face, nothing else comes to mind when I see people with glasses. It's normal. Yes. So please make sure when you're taking glasses that it fits your face properly. Don't take something too small, too big, something that fits you almost nice and snug to your face. That should be good. If it does not match the proportions, as I said, for me, my glasses are small. I was looking a bit weird. Okay, 10th. Okay, I don't have a 10th question. I'm just staring at the script and it's like blank. Oh, my bad. Nobody submitted it. Okay, or maybe I forgot to write it. I don't know. I got so many submissions. Okay, now we'll move on to this, to the question of the day. QOTD. Question of the episode. QOTE. QOT. No, hold on. Q, okay, quote, kind of quote, right, without a U. Okay, question of the day. Okay, let's just get in the question. Question. Hi, Rylan. Love the innovative approach with Rylan Unleashed. My question for you is, do you have a girlfriend and or what's your relationship status? Okay, a beautiful question. Okay, let's answer your question. Do you have a girlfriend? Absolutely don't have a girlfriend currently. I am single and I'm not looking for a girlfriend at the moment. I'm focusing on the podcast and hustling. And yeah, so I just want to work on my podcast. I currently don't feel the need, like, I want a girlfriend, I'm lacking love. No. I'm not feeling like that at the moment. Absolutely not feeling like that. But if I feel, then okay, that's a different case, okay? Now, I'm blabbering proudly about being single here. But it'll just take the one right girl with a killer smile to melt me and fall over into a relationship. I'm telling you, it's just really how it is. Now, let me give you this data, right? Majority of us boys are usually split into four types on the basis of relationship status. Status. One, focusing on careers, no girls or no relationship. Like me at the moment, right? Majority of the boys who are successful, I'm saying, but basically those people who are workaholics, who focus on their careers, who love to do their work, and yeah, do their work, and they become successful. And as they say, girls don't chase unsuccessful men. So if you become successful, girls will chase you, right? So that's one. Second is having interest in girls but not being able to make the move and end up stalking for long periods of time. Second is again a majority of us boys who we have interest in girls, but since we are not able to have the guts to express it to them, we are just like simping around, stalking around, and just like because like we miss the initial moment, we still have so many opportunities, but we like, nah, we can't do this, and we just end up stalking that girl for so long periods of time. And I know boys, I see you. Dare you just dare you not look away from the screen? I see you. Third, in a relationship with a girl, again, those who are in a relationship, third one. Fourth, most importantly, married with your wife. Again, not pertaining for our age group, but again, I'm talking about boys, men, the male gender in particular. So yeah, married with your wife. As for who I'd want my girlfriend to be, here are the specifications. I'd want her to have a great smile, be beautiful, of course, and call me a hypocrite all you want, but aren't you quite the saint, double-tapping models on Instagram with unrealistic expectations? And as for personality, I'd want her to be confident in her own skin and someone whom I can love. If I get into a relationship, it'll probably be a serious one. I'm not looking, for something casual. I'm looking for someone to spend my life with and love, love. Yeah, actually, I'm supposed to say it the other way around, but who cares? Also, I don't want, okay, repeat, everybody, if you are planning on proposing me anytime soon, just listen to this. I don't want girls who check boys' phones out of insecurity, okay, and ask for password sharing and all this nonsense. That's invading personal privacy for me. And to make it fair, I won't ask for your passwords and check your phone. So please, I don't like this stupid shit. Last thing I want is for either of us to be insecure. Also, some of you might be saying, "Oh, Ryland, you have so high demands, blah 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 blah. You're so egoistic, you're so this, you're prideful, and stop. Let me cut you right there. I know I have so many flaws, I have insecurities, I'm not the most perfect person alive. But again, it's all about having expectations. And that's the exact reason why I'm not in a relationship. I'm working on myself to become the best version of myself. I can expect the best, but also I want to put my best foot forward. That's why. Which will take time, practice, trial and error, obviously. So I think that is my answer to that question. Again, if you want to submit your question, just follow me on Instagram and DM me your question, and I may answer it on the podcast. And that's all I have for this episode.